The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh, by Chamishi, which is Yudalet Chof Beis, Aser to Aser is called Tfuah Zerecho. Ayetzi Asod Ishona Shona. Every year, you shall give a tenth of your grains. Now, this was a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, that you would give a tenth of your grains, of your harvest, and this would be given to the Levi. And this was every year, because he didn't have a portion in the land. Then, a second tenth you would take, and that, for the first 2 years, you would take that up to Yerushalayim, and you would eat it there. It was Kodesh, sanctified, Ma'aseh Sheni, and it would be eaten in Yerushalayim. And on the third year, that tenth, that second tenth, you would give to the Anim, to the poor. So it states, Aser to Aser, and on that the Asages Darshan, Aser Kedeshis Asher. Make sure to give your tenth, because even though you're giving it away, this will bring you wealth, contrary to what nature dictates. Nature dictates that the more you give, the less you have. But when it comes to giving to others, which is the mitzvah of Hashem, there it states, Aser to Aser, Aser Kedeshis Asher, give. And the more you give, the wealthier you will become. Then we achal to livnei Hashem elakecho b'mokam Hashem yivcha nishak in shmei shom, ma'ase degon chotireishcho v'yitzorecho, u'becheiris bekorcho v'tzonecho. And then the Torah tells us that you shall take the Ma'aseh Sheni, the second tenth, you shall take up to Yerushalayim and eat there. V'chiyir b'mimcho ha'derech ki leisuch al se'esoy ki yirkak mimcho ha'mokam ha'shivcha Hashem alakecho l'asum shmei shom ki yivarechecho Hashem alakecho. And then the Torah is prophesizing further. It's saying that your land will become big, large, and you'll be living far away from Yerushalayim. Eretz Yisrael, the boundaries will be enlarged. And you will have so much to take up Yerushalayim. So where it's going to become very difficult. Now this is a prophecy that if you fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs of giving to the Levi and giving to the poor, so then your crops will multiply and multiply. Then, so the Torah gives you an etzah, gives you some advice that you don't have to bring the crops up to Yerushalayim, but you can bring kesef, money. And with the money, you redeem the crops with the money, and then with the money, you'll buy things to eat in Yerushalayim. Rashi brings that the last posuk of the previous subject dealt with was leisavashul gdi b'chalei v'imayim, that you shall not cook a goat in its mother's milk. That's the azora, that is the precaution of bosa v'cholav, eating meat and milk together. So Rashi brings from the sages, what is the relationship between these two dinim? He brings mayin in zeitzel zeh om aleihem hakodesh baruch li Yisrael leit Leitigru mili levashul gdim shel tfua at shehein b'mei imaisehem. Do not cause me to cook, just like I'm telling you not to cook the goat in the milk of the mother, do not cause me to cook, to ripen your grains before they're ready to come out of their shells, their sheaves. In other words, to become ripened immaturely, because in that case they become burnt. If you will not give the maestros, you will not give from your grains what you're supposed to others, then I will have to bring a ruach kodim, an eastern wind, which was a very hot wind, and it will cause a shidofen, it will cause a drought, and where the grains will become burnt. The Torah goes further to tell us that miketz sheva shonim, at the end of 7 years, that's a shmitah. You should make a shmitah. What is that? That is the cancellation of the debts. That when you lend money, which is a mitzvah, essay, a positive commandment, to lend money, interest-free, to your fellow Jew, besides the command, this command, we are also command that at the end of each 7 year period, that no longer shall you claim the money from him. But tashmeit yodecho, it should be cancelled. Because there will always be poor people. And here Rashi brings a drosha that the Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there will always be poor people. It's better that it should be from other nations than from you. And if you will constantly fulfill these commandments by giving to others and by lending to others, then the poor will be amongst the others, not amongst you. Because there again, now here this also is going contrary to nature. The logic tells us that if you lend money to people, it's enough that you're lending it to them without interest. Because here your money is lying idle. In the meantime, you could have invested it in the bank or in property or in unit trusts. So it would be making dividends for you. Now you went and you lent it to someone else and it's making nothing for you. Now that itself is a very, very difficult mitzvah to fulfill, and that is something which we would think could cause a person to become poor. And I was once speaking to a bank manager, and he was non-Jewish, and he had a client, a non-Jewish person, that I had lent some money to. And he rebuked me for it, even though he knew the person and they were of the same nationality. He rebuked me. He said, Rabbi, he says, that's capital. You must not lend out your money. You could be making dividends on that money. So that itself is a difficult mitzvah. But now the Torah goes further. And it says that if during the course of a number of years and the Shemitah comes and he hasn't paid the debt, you shouldn't even claim it from him. But forget about it. Write it off. Now, this surely should make someone poor if every 7 years he can't. If there's a mitzvah both to lend, then every 7 years he can't collect his money. But the Torah tells us just the opposite. Ki vorech yivarechach Hashem. For this, your money will be nisrabe. Your money will grow far more than it will on the share market. Ki vorech yivarechach Hashem boretz. Asher Hashem elakecha neisein lecho nachlo lirishto. Not only will you be blessed with this, but you will keep Eretz Yisrael this way. You will have a blessed land. Rakim shemoa tishma bekol Hashem elakecho. Listen to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Don't listen what others tell you, that your money should be making dividends rather than lending it out to people that need it. And don't listen to the Yetzirah. But listen to me, and this is what I tell you. Ki Hashem elakecha berachecha kasher dibaloch. I will bless you for this, like I am saying to you. Va'avaret goyim rabim. And the blessings will go so far that you, your nation, if you fulfill this, you will be lending money to mighty nations. See, now we're talking already what's known as foreign loan department. You will be so wealthy that you, unfortunately today, Eretz Yisrael has to come to America and other countries and ask for foreign aid. Here the Torah tells us, "Va'avarta goyim rabim va'atol leiso savait u'moshalta bagoyim rabim u'vechol leim sholu." Forget about foreign aid. Foreign aid, you won't know what it means. You'll know what it means to give out foreign aid, but not to ask for it. You will be giving out money, aid to mighty nations. And you won't have to ask. Then the Torah goes further. That when there will be a poor man amongst your brethren, in your gates, in your city, bi'atzicho, in your land, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. And he needs money. Now here is the mitzvah of tzedakah, of an outright grant. Leis ametz es levavcho veleis sikpeitz es yotcho me'achicho emyoy. There are two negative commandments, that you shall not harden your heart and you shall not close your hand when it comes to giving him money. And then there's a positive commandment, kiposoach tiftach es yotcho loy, but you shall give to him. Now it states posoach tiftach twice. So Rashi brings, afilu kama pomim. You shouldn't say, all right, the Torah has told me I must give. If I give once, it's sufficient. Comes another time, I don't have to give him again. No. Afilu kama pomim. Later on, the Rashi brings nosa in titain. It says, nosa in titain, afilu mea pomim. Even 100 times, as much as he needs, and you're capable of giving it, you must give him. One might ask, why are we obligated, even if we're obligated to give tzedakah, but why are we obligated to give? Sometimes people come, and they come on behalf of themselves, or they come on behalf of needy people, or of institutions, say, old age homes, chevra kedishas, handicapped, the sick, the needy, or on behalf of those studying Torah, say, which is from the greatest mitzvahs to support the teaching of Torah. And a person says, look, I gave you, I can't give you again. Or sometimes they come next year, he says, I gave you last year. Or sometimes he comes twice in 1 year and he says, I already gave you this year. Here the Torah says, Nason titain, afilo mea pomim. If the need is there, you must give even 100 times. This is if the person is capable of giving. One might think, but why should we have to give so many times? So the Chazal say very simply, when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're also asking for a tzedakah. You're also asking for something. How many times do you ask? Would you like that you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today to ask for something to eat? And he says, you asked me yesterday for something. I already gave you yesterday. Why are you coming back today again? Yet we come, may upon him 100 times. A person who hardens his heart and says that I've already given to you, well, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer him. When he comes and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, I've already given to you. How many times must I give to you? But a person who opens his heart and is always giving, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act to him 100-fold. If he refuses to accept, then lend him the money. Now, again, human nature is if I lend him money, I got to be careful when I lend him the money because of the Shemitah. If it's 4 or 5 years to the Shemitah, so then it's a safe loan. But if it's getting close to the Shemitah, so then I better be careful because I can lose my money. So again the Torah tells us, Yishom Elecho, guard yourselves from saying that. Pen yadova im levovcho b'liel leimor, lest you have this evil thought in your heart, that you will say, Kor v'shnasa she v'shnasa shmita, that the seventh year is coming close, v'ro eincho b'ochicho evyon v'leisiteinu, and therefore I'm not going to lend to him, because I will lose my money, and he'll cry to me. And if he comes and cries to me, and you are capable of giving him, and you're not giving him, that is a terrible thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. He says, Nason titen lei, give to him, v'leir alevovcho, and don't worry about it. B'sitcha lei, don't worry that you might lose your money. You won't lose your money. You'll make money. Ki beglal hadovar hazeh yivarechecho Hashem Elokecho. Because, and here HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, he says, if you give, and through mathematics, through economics, you should be losing money, for sure then a bank manager will think you're out of your mind, that you're lending him money right close, without interest, and right close to the seventh year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I promise you, that for this, Yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha, b'chol ma'asecha v'chol mishlach yodecha, I will give you brocha, where you will gain far more than holding on to this money yourself when there is another Jew in need. Kilayachdal Mikerev Evyon Mikerev Oretz. There will always be poor in the land, and it's better that you should be from the givers than from the takers. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. If you don't give, then I will not give you brocha. Without brocha, then heaven forbid you're going to end up having to be from those who ask for the money. Al Kain, therefore, in order that you shouldn't be from the poor, Anechi Metzavcho Leimor, I am commanding you, saying, now Al Kain means I'm giving you good advice. In order that you shouldn't be from the poor of the land, I'm giving you advice how not to be poor. This is the advice that you don't read in the business day. The advice I'm giving you is Posoach Tiftach Es Yotcho Lo Achicho Laniyacho. Open your hand and give to your brother, to the poor, Ulev Yeincho Biatzecho, who's in your land. And this advice is how to become wealthy. So you shouldn't be an Evyon, the poor. So here we have a number of mitzvahs in regards to the to this mitzvah, stoker, chesed. It has to do with the giving of the miser, the 10% in Eretz Yisrael of your grains, and of lending without interest, and of the shemitah, of even foregoing the debt, and of stoker, outright grants. Now, we ourselves are holding right before Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Shabbos is Shabbos and Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And during this time of year, the mitzvah of tzedakah becomes a very, very important mitzvah. Because on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say, Utshuvu tfilu tzedakah ma'avirin es reyach zera, that we want, if heaven forbid, there is an evil decree upon us, or our families, or on Klal Yisrael, it states that tshuva and tefillah and stokah. Stokah is one of the mitzvahs that can change this. Also it states in Mishlei, stokah tatzel mimavis. We ask for a shnas chaim. That's the first thing we ask for, a year of life. That states that stokah can save a person from death. Also states in Mishlei, reidiv tzedakah v'chesed, Yimotze Chayim, he who pursues. It's interesting, Reidiv Tzedakah, Dovra Melech said that it's not enough to give Tzedakah, but a Jew has to be a Reidiv Tzedakah. What's a Reidiv Tzedakah? So the Gemara explains. If people who give, this is the Torah set very, very high standards for the Jews. The people who give open-heartedly when someone asks them. You got many people, even when they ask, they won't give. But a good Jew will give open-heartedly when someone asks. But David HaMelech said that's not enough. He says, Reidiv Tzedakah. Even when people don't ask, you have to go and look for the need. Look to see who's in need. Don't wait for someone to come to you. He who is Reidiv Tzedakah, then he will find Chaim. He will find life. Other things also, but life. Also, it states in Mishlei, Matan B'Seisa, Yichpe Of. He who gives, here it's speaking about Matan B'Seisa, he who gives secretly, which is from the greatest levels of Tzedakah. Yichpe Of can turn away the wrath of the Almighty. So, and also, this is the type of mitzvahs we need now as we start thinking about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And also when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what do we ask for? We ask for a stoker. So therefore, this evening I would like to go into a few points on this mitzvah. Now the Chazal have elaborated enormously on this mitzvah throughout the Shas and the Medrash. Enormously, because it is a very, very great mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. We won't have time to go into at all of the facets, but rather just touch on a few of the unique points that this mitzvah has, which makes it different from other mitzvahs. Many of these points we mentioned before in prior shurim, some we haven't. One point which constantly my attention is drawn to, and we mentioned this a number of times, is what the Rambam brings in Perek, the beginning of the Perek Asiri, the 10th Perek of Matnas Aniyum, where he says, Chayovim onu lizor b'mitzvah stoko, yese mikol mitzvahs ese. Now we have many mitzvahs, Ramach mitzvahs essays, 248 positive commandments. Of those 248 positive commandments, all are important, and some are very, very important. There's a mitzvah of Bris Milah, and a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. There's a mitzvah of Sheish Ben Koris, which are very, very important. There's a mitzvah of Shofar, which we'll have on the Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah of Tefillin. There's a mitzvah of Tzitzis, of Lulav, of Sukkah, right? And endless. The Rambam comes along and says, the mitzvah that a Jew has to be more careful than any other of all of these mitzvahs, then tefillin, then tzitzis. Not to negate the other mitzvahs, but more careful than any of the other mitzvahs, then shofar, is mitzvah stoker. Why? Shat stoker simen letzadik zera Avraham Avinu. Because besides stoker being another of the 248 positive commandments, this is also the hallmark of a Jew, that he is from the seed of Abraham. This is the hallmark of the Jew. What is a Jew? The Jew is the descendant of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the hallmark of this is not wearing a Mogen Dovid around the heart, around the neck. It's not the hallmark. Or not carrying a Jewish name. It's not the hallmark, the Rambam says. But he says even further. He says not even mitzvahs. What he's telling us is tzitzis. Anybody can put on tzitzis. What's the big deal? A Gentile also can put on a talis. Tefillin. Anyone can put on tefillin. What's the big deal? A Gentile also can put on tefillin. Bris Milah. The Gemara talks many times. Arabi Mol. The Arabs also. Many of the Arab nations circumcised themselves. Today, many people are circumcised. So that's not the hallmark of a Jew. The hallmark of a Jew is when he's capable of giving tzedakah. And that you don't find by any nation except the Jews. Only the Jews are capable of giving tzedakah the way it should be given. And there we can't say, a talis anybody can put on, tefillin anybody can put on, a yarmulke anybody can put on. But not anyone can give tzedakah. And this is known. This fundraisers will tell you that work for big organizations like Red Cross or these big international organizations. They'll tell you nobody, no one gives tzedakah like the Jews give tzedakah. I mean, there's just no comparison. He says, this is the hallmark of the Jew, because this was the hallmark of Abraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham and said, Ki yadati v'lemanashe yitzav esbonav laseh tzedakah. He says, Abraham, I have brought close, because I see Abraham is capable of giving tzedakah, and this is what he's going to bequeath to his children. So from everything that we inherited, it's not necessarily exclusive or unique that others can come and do it also. But one thing we inherited that no one else can do, and that's the capability of giving. And that we inherited from Abraham. And then the Rambam goes on and says, "En kisi yisrael miskeinen v'daso emes emedes ele b'tzedakah." The throne, that's the kingdom of Israel, will only stand through the schus of tzedakah. Ben Yisrael nigolin el tzedakah. And the gula, the redemption, we read this in the Haftarah just recently, in Shabbos Nachmu, that the gula, the redemption, will come in schus of tzedakah, as it states, Sion b'mishpat tifodeh.
v'shavia b'tzedakah. That Tzion will be redeemed through tzedakah, mishpat and tzedakah. Then he goes further. He says, "Le'ilam ein adam e'onim min hatzedakah." Like we said, human nature says that the more you give, the less you have. Not so. No one ever becomes poor from tzedakah, and nothing bad will ever happen to a person from giving tzedakah. This is if he gives tzedakah in accordance to the Chazal give us various guidelines on it. If he follows the guidelines and gives tzedakah properly, then nothing will ever happen to him. No bad will come from it. As it states, V'hoye ma'ase hatzedakah shalom. V'chol marachim, and who tzedakah is rachmonos. See, what is tzedakah? To be marachim on those in need. To be merciful and compassionate to those who are in need, and to do something about it from your own to rectify it. This is what tzedakah is. And he says, whoever does this, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be marachim on him. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be compassionate on him, then we hit Becho. He will have Brocho. Behold, Mishuhu Achzori Ve'ena Marachim Yesh Lochus Liyachuse. Now he says like this. According to what we said, that only a Jew is capable of giving tzedakah properly, and not the other nations at all. So what happens if we find a Jew that's not capable? Are we to assume that he's not a Jew? The Rambam says yes. He brings it from the Gemara. If you find a Jew that cannot open his hand, and he can't open his heart, and he can't give, then he says, yes, this is a simon, this is a sign that there might be some problem there. Yesh lochu shliyachusay. He says, then his lineage becomes suspect. This is what the Rambam writes. This is from the Gemara. Because that's axorius. Someone who has, and other fellow Jews do not have, and he closes his eyes. He hardens his heart. And closes his eyes, his malim ayin, and his hand to them. This is axorius. This is cruelty, the opposite of compassion. And cruelty is not a quality which is found by Jews. It's found by other nations, but not by Jews. So therefore, if you see a Jew that's cruel, then his lineage is under suspect. Bechol Yisrael va'anil va'aleihem ke'achim. And this includes Jews or those that became part of Klal Yisrael. Gelim also that become part of Klal Yisrael, then they also take on these qualities. So that is one very important, unique point in tzedakah. Another point, which is an extension of this, that this mitzvah we find it's not only limited, like we said, to Jews, but we find that the perfection of this mitzvah is basically from Jew to Jew. Ben Yisrael Achid. For example, even though we are commanded that we must be marachim, we must show compassion for all people, who called me Yosef, and all of his creations. Could you just give me the Rambam and Shoftim? At the end of Perek Yud of Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says, "Afilo akum, even when it comes to the idolater, tzivu chachomim levakech eilehem, we were commanded to visit their sick. V'likfor meseihem, in Yisrael, were commanded to go
and go to and go to their levayas. Ulefanis aniyim bechlal ani Yisrael, and to help them out also with stoker. Mipnei darkei shalom, because this is the way of shalom. Because this is the shalom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it states, Harei Ne'emar Teiv Hashem Lakol V'Rachma V'Kol Ma'aso. We have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to all people. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and is compassionate to all of his creatures. And it says, Rachel Darchei Ne'em V'Kol Nisib Yosef Shalom. And all of his ways are ways of beauty and ways of peace. So we have to act this way to all people of the world. Not only to all people of the world, and the same thing that Rambam says in Seif Perek Tes of Hilchos Avodim, that we have to treat our slaves this way also. But even Behema Chai Ve'ef, the Gemara says, we're not allowed, we have to be merachim on animals also. It says, Sar Bal Chaim Deraiso. We're not allowed to cause pain to any creature. And the Gemara brings in Gittin, and Dav Samach Beis Omer Aleph, the Gemara says that we are obligated to feed our own animals before we feed ourselves. Because it says, Livemtecho v'chaltu misavoto v'nasati esev l'sotko livemtecho v'chaltu misavoto, I have given you grass and crops for your animals and then for you to eat. So we're obligated to feed our animals first. So, when it comes to rachamim, this must be unlimited. But nevertheless, the particular mitzvah of tzedakah in its shlemus, in its perfection, is basically between Yisrael and Yisrael. Where do we see that? Because firstly, in the parasha it says ochicho many times. It keeps talking about your brother. Secondly, we have a principle, akorav korav kodim. When it comes to tzedakah, those who are closest to you should be the first recipients. For example, if a person has children that are in need, then it's a mitzvah to give to them before others. If a person has parents who are in need, it's a mitzvah to give to them before others. We're talking in need here. Some people, they say, look, I must leave my money to my children. But meanwhile, the children have all kind of money, and they have all kind of homes, and all kind of luxury cars and all kind of overseas trips and so on. This is very nice to leave your money to your children, but this is not tzedakah. Tzedakah is where you give money to those who are in need. So, and if a person has a brother or a relative who's in need, akorav korav kodim, this comes first. It states even the aniyim of your own city come before the poor of another city. So that's also, we see this by the mitzvah of tzedakah, but we see this even stronger when it comes to lending money with ribis, with interest. To lend money with interest is basically there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like stealing, because the non-Jew was commanded not to steal. He's not allowed to steal either from another non-Jew or from Israel. But at the same time, he was permitted to lend money with ribis, with interest. This was considered a very kosher way of making a living. And Klal Yisrael, before the Torah was given, were not allowed to steal. They were commanded on all of the mitzvahs that the Bnei Neach were commanded on, the sons of Neach. At the same time, they used to lend money with interest. It says when this mitzvah came off of Har Sinai, this was one of the most difficult mitzvahs for them to accept. So we see that there's nothing wrong basically with lending money with interest. And a non-Jew who is not allowed to steal from another non-Jew or from Israel is allowed to lend a Jew money with interest. And the Jew is allowed to lend money to the non-Jew with interest. But a Jew to a Jew is not allowed to lend money with interest. So here we see again where this mitzvah of tzedakah or of lending money, where we see it has an exclusiveness not only in the Jew himself but between Jews. The reason for this, the Maral brings
is because why should I give what I have to someone else? The Torah answers this with the word achim, ki achikohu. Consistently, and the Rambam also uses this, consistently it states ki achikohu, because he is your brother. People of one family share, for example, a husband and wife. We say in the Tanoim, in the Shtar Tanoim that's written between the Chosin and Kala, we say, Shei Mavrichim, they won't be Mavrichim, Nikseh and Zumizu. They won't keep what one has, he won't keep from the other, and the other won't keep from him. People of one family share. A husband and a wife, parents with children, children with parents, brothers, sisters. Their need, they share. Because there's a unity. Klal Yisrael has a unity, a perfection of unity. This is why we must share with any person, because there's an overall unity to the world, because it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. But Klal Yisrael has a unity that no other nation has. Umi ki amcha Yisrael goy echod boretz. Who is like your nation Yisrael that is unified more than any other nation? And since they're more unified than any other nation, it's ki ochichohu. Every Jew is like your brother. And to a brother, the Rambam uses this, actually the Rambam uses this expression. He says, V'chol Yisrael va'anilva aleihem, all of Yisrael, and those that have come to become part of Yisrael, ki achim him, they are all brothers. As it states, Bonim atem l'Hashem alakeichem, you are sons to Hashem. Bim le yirachim ha'ach ala ach, mi yirachim alo. And if one brother is not going to show compassion for another compassion, who is going to be merachim? Ala akum, the idolaters will be merachim, that hate us and that pursue us and that try to destroy us. So because of the exclusive unity that we find in the Mikam Ku Yisrael Ge'echot Boretz, that is there another unified nation with the unity that Klal Yisrael has? Therefore, this is mechayev, this is demanding of a much higher level of tzedakah, of giving one from the other, of sharing one from with one the other, than amongst between Yisrael and other nations, or under other nations themselves, either within their own national structure or internationally. And the quality of Achzorius in Sorosayim, when someone is Sorosayim, he's tight-fisted, or he is cruel, this is just the opposite, the antithesis to the quality of what we would call achva. Achva is brotherhood. And someone, if you find a Jew who is tight-fisted and he's cruel towards his other, the needs of his brethren, this is actually a pirud. This is a division. What is he saying in reality? He's saying, shali shali, v'shalcho shalcho. He says, look, don't bother me with your problems. What is mine, and what is yours. I don't ask you for yours, and you shouldn't ask me for mine. So what is he doing? He's separating himself. He's causing a division. He doesn't want to be a brother. So it goes far deeper. Not only he doesn't have the quality of Avraham Avinu, but he's showing he doesn't want achva, he doesn't want to be a brother. He said, listen, I have a lot of money, you need money. You go out and make it like I went out and made it. But don't ask me. What is mine, and what is yours. So he doesn't want to be a brother. He is causing division. And this is how the Maral explains when the Gemara says, "Kol amalim ayin minat stoka kilo evir aver zora." That someone who closes his eyes from helping his brother is like idolatry. That's idolatry. Because idolatry is where is not a oneness. The idolaters all serve different directions. Some serve the water, and some serve the fire, and some serve the sun, and so forth. Not like there was one king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is pirud, and this is division. This is what the Medrash tells us. A Medrash Rabbah Bereishis Rabba Perek Lamed Aleph. We see something which is very strange in nature. We see that all of nature borrows one from the other. Hayem lava min alayla, the day borrows from the night. Because we see the day doesn't only use up his daylight, but he goes a little into the night, into twilight, as if he's borrowing some time from the night. Bahalayla min ayom, and the night borrows a little from the day. It's not a cut-off point, but when night is over, it's still a little dark. So the night is borrowing from the day. Halavono leva min akechovim, the moon borrows from the stars. Akechovim vehakechovim mean halavono, and the stars from the moon. It seems in the Medrash that the light of the moon and the light of the stars, one seems to help the other. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. He can say, don't go out today. The light borrows from the sun, and the sun from the light. What is it telling us? It's telling us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created an achdus, a oneness, a unity. And wherever you have a unity, everything works together and in harmony, and each one meshes together with the other, but they use each other. If you have a situation, a unit, where not one component at all comes onto the other component, is not interrelated or interdependent at all on the other components, then they are totally independent, they are totally separate. But where you have where they all work together and they're all interlinked and interrelated and interdependent, then they all make up one unit. It's the Achdus. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. Because he wanted to show it's all my world and I'm the king. And Klal Yisrael specifically has that nature. So therefore we find the mitzvah of Tzedakah, firstly by the Jew himself, because he's Mizer Avraham, and secondly amongst Jews. Accordingly, that someone who does not fulfill the mitzvah of Tzedakah, then he's like a perish min hatzibur. He's like someone who separates himself from the tzibur. And the Chazal have warned us many times that a perish min hatzibur, someone who separates himself from the tzibur, is heading, chas v'sholom, heaven forbid, for trouble. Because the ikar shechina, the ikar presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not with the individual, but with the tzibur, with all of Israel together. And the main shmira, the main guardianship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to the tzibur. And that's why we're always told to attach ourselves to the tzibur wherever possible. Don't divorce yourself from the tzibur, because you place yourself then, heaven forbid, in a very, very dangerous situation. And we find this, the Medrash tells us this is what happened with Elimelech, who was the husband of Naomi in the Sefer Rus. The Sefer Rus starts out by saying, Vayirah Boretz. There was a great famine in Eretz Yisrael. And it says there was a man, Elimelech, and his wife Naomi, and they left Eretz Yisrael, and they went to the land of Moab. And there was Poga by Midas Adin. And there he had a confrontation with a judgment from heaven. What happened to him? He died. His two sons died. And he was an extremely, extremely wealthy man. And he lost his camels and his donkeys and his oxen and his sheep and his goats. And he lost everything. And Naomi was left alone with nothing. Except two daughter-in-laws that were from another nation. That's what the Sefer Harus starts with. And the Medrash asks, why? Why did this happen to this man? So it states, why did he leave Eretz Yisrael? Because he was very, very wealthy. And there was a famine. There was a famine in the land. And those that needed money, times were bad. So more and more people needed money. And who did they go to? They go to the wealthy. Who do you go to? People that have, you don't go to people that don't have. So people were coming to him every day asking for money. And he was getting tired of giving away money. He says, how much money do I have to give away? So he decided he'll go out of town for a while till it cools off. He'll take a trip. Things get better, he'll come back. He never came back. He never came back. Sons never came back, and he lost everything. And the Gemara says, from here we see, the Medrash says, the quality of Tzoras Ayin, of being Tzar Ayin, have a not a favorable eye. Be stingy and tight-fisted. Now this is what he did. He separated himself. If you don't have, you can't give. But if you have and others don't have, then you must give. And if you don't, so then you're saying, what is mine, and what is theirs. Don't bother me with your troubles. So you are breaking the ach for the brotherhood, the unity that exists in Klal Yisrael. You made siyasatz, maybe not Klal. You're taking yourself away from the tzibur. Then that's a very dangerous position to put oneself in. It's interesting also that the Medrash points out, it says, motzer min es minui. We always find, it's very interesting, you know, you can always, people gravitate to other people of their kind. For example, you go to a casino where there's many gamblers, so you'll find more gamblers, because who goes to a casino? A gambler. You won't find Talmidei Chachomim there. You want to find businessmen, so go to where businessmen congregate, and you'll find other businessmen congregate there. You go to a yeshiva, and you'll find Talmidei Chachomim. See, people gravitate to their kind. Motzo min es minai. This is what the Gemara says. This is true. If you want to start a club, if it's a club with very low ideals, you're going to attract people with low ideals. If it's a club with high ideals, you'll see. You won't attract people with low ideals. They'll come and they'll say, no, this is not for me. You'll attract a very good quality of people. Where did he go? He went to Moab. He gravitated to Moab. Moab was the nation that was Tzoras Ayin. Moab was the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed. And he said, Al dvara shelekidma eschem belechem amayim. Moab were related to Israel because they came from the daughters of Lot. And when Klal Yisrael came out of Egypt, they were your brothers. This is what we're speaking about. And you should have gone and greeted them with lechem amayim, with bread and water. And since you did not do that, but you went to meet them with the sword instead, and you said, don't come through my land, I'm not going to give you bread and water. This showed, what did it show? It showed you had no achva. You had no brotherhood for your own brothers. You didn't have in your heart to share with your own brothers. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He cursed this nation where he said, Ador Asiri, lo yovu bekalashem. Forever, they cannot become part of Israel, because they will never be able to identify with the achvo, with the unity and the oneness of Israel. And this is where Elimelech gravitated to. So the Gemara says, motzo min es minoi. People gravitate to their own kind. Now, come to another point. Also very important point. The Maral tells us, he says you should, the Baal Tzedakah, the one that gives Tzedakah, he should realize that he's not giving money to someone else. He gives to a person in need, he's giving him chayim, he's giving him life. Money represents life, because people live from money. Alright, you take the wealthy, so what's he going to do with his money? As someone who's very wealthy, alright, so he'll store it in the bank, or to him he'll use it for luxuries. But you take a middle class person, or certainly a poor person, money to him is life. He is living from that money. He's eating from that money. He's drinking from that money. He's clothing himself and his family from that money. He's buying with that a roof over his head. That's why the Gemara says, "Hagezel pruta mina oni ki lo gezel es nafshe." That someone who steals a coin from a poor person is as if he's stealing his life from him. So therefore the Baal Tzedakah must realize that when he gives something to a poor person, to a person in need, he's not giving him money, he's giving him life. So he must realize what he's doing. Now from here we see that through Tzedakah a person can come to a very great level where he can give life to another person. Now how's it possible for a human being, flesh and blood, to give life to another person? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job, to sustain life. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechalkil chayim b'chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives life, who maintains life. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's peseach es yodecho masbir lechol chay rotzom. He opens his hands and he gives sustenance to people. He's the one who's nesein lechem lechol bosor ki le'alom chazdoi. He is the one who gives bread to people. So here the Baal Tzedakah is coming and he's sustaining people. From here we see the enormous level that the Baal Tzedakah can come to, where he becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in giving and sustaining life of others. And this is another reason why Tzedakah is such an enormous mitzvah. He is doing what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job. Now, the Gemara says even further. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Amar Aleph. And the Gemara says, Tanya the Mayor Aymer. The Mayor said, a person can ask Imlakechem Aiv Anim, a non-Jew from another nation could ask, if your God loves the poor so much, so then why doesn't he give them what to eat? The Gemara brings in Baba Basra that actually one of the nobility asked Rabbi Kiva that. He said, told Rabbi Kiva that here HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bedafka is not giving money to people in order to make them poor, and now you Jews are going against his desires and you take a poor person and you make him rich. So he says you're going against the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be wealthy, then he would take care of that himself. So he says, it seems to be a good question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this person to have money, see, he would give money himself. So on this, Rav Meir and Rav Akiva answered, no. Kedei li notzel onu bohem midina shel gehenem. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda to have money. But he didn't give them money. He gave the money instead to Yisachar and to Binyamin, to others. Why? In order lahatzila midina shel gehenem. In order to give the others a schus to save themselves from the din of Gehenna. The Gaon writes, he says a person must realize that the main reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person is wealthy, must realize that the main reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made me wealthy is to give me the schus of giving stoka. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me wealthy. He has given me the opportunity to come to a level which is beyond the level of physical man, where he can give life and sustain life. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made some people wealthy and some people not wealthy. This is what the Gemara tells us. This is not only by money, but if you give spiritual life to people, then that's certainly giving life to others. That's certainly a high form of tzedakah. And that the Gemara brings in Ksubas. The Gemara says in Ksubas on Daf Nun. Brings a posuk from Tehillim, Kuf Yud Beis. Hain ve'esher bebeisai v'tzidkasai emeres lo'ad. Wealth will remain in a person's house, and but his tzedakah, his righteousness, and his tzedakah will be forever. What is that referring to? Refunem Rav Chisda. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda each said it's referring to a different case. One said it's referring to Alemi Teirom Lamdo, someone who learns Torah and then he shares his Torah with others. So that's Hon V'Eishe B'Beisei. He has wealth in his house because he will retain the Torah for himself. V'Tzit Kose Emeres La'ad, and forever he's doing Stoker, he's giving it away too. That's what one said. And the other said, not necessarily teaching others, but giving others the opportunity to learn. How do you do that? Mora gives one example. Those days for him were very difficult to come by, because there weren't much of the Torah was balpeh. So if someone would write for him and give it to others to learn, or lend it to others to learn. So that's Hon V'Eishe B'Beisei, where he has wealth in his house, but he's giving stock all of the time. So this is the same as we're saying. To give life to others and to maintain life by others, this is the Madrega, this is the level of Tzedakah. If it's by physical life, so then certainly it's by spiritual life. So to give others the opportunity to teach others, or give others, support others, and give them the opportunity to learn Torah, or the support of yeshivas, so this is what the Gemara calls Hein Ve'esha Bebeisai. You will retain wealth in your house, V'tzit Kosei Menes La'ad, and you're always doing Stoko. Because of this, we see that a person can come to a level by giving Stoko that we see there's not many things he can do that can match that level. And where is this? The Gemara brings also. It's a Gemara in Elson Baba Basra. In that sugya. Mora says like this. Dorish Rab Destoy, Perbiane. Bore Eish, Lake, Midas, Akorish Bohu, Midas, Bosavadon. Akorish Bohu is not like a king of flesh and blood. A person will bring a gift to a king. You don't know if he's going to accept it or not. And even if he accepts it, you don't know if you're going to get an audience with the king or not. It's not easy to get an audience with a king. He might accept the gift, but it'll be through his ambassador. But whether you'll see the king is a different story. But when you bring a person, is nesim pruta la'oni, when you give some money to a poor person, zeicha u'makabel p'nei shechina, then you get an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it states, David HaMelech wrote in the Tillim, ani b'tzedek echezeh ponecho. Through tzedek, through my tztokor, I see your face. The Rambam brings, that's where the custom comes from. We have in shuls, where you daven, there was always the custom to have what we call pushkas. Alright, first of all, it was for practical reasons. We could raise money for the anim. But there was another reason also. And the Rambam brings it. He says, I can just find it here. He brings that by the Hasidim, Rishayim, G'day Lechachom, Halacha Tesvav. Perek Yud, G'day le'achachomim, the sages, ho'yunesnim pruta la'oni, kedem kol tefila. They used to make sure to give some tztoka to a poor man before every tefila, before every time they davened. And then, v'achach bispalon, then they would daven. Why? Shnemar ani b'tzedek ech seponecho. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dovid HaMelech said that through tztoka, I see your face. Through tztoka, I get an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what we want when we daven. And this is what the Gemara tells us. Now the Maral makes an interesting note on that. He says, Ani betzedek echezeh ponecho. Through tztoka, I will see your face. And the Gemara uses the example that tztoka is different, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than a king of flesh and blood, because you come and give a gift to a king of flesh and blood, you don't know if he's going to accept it, and even if he accepts it, you don't know if you will gain an audience with him. But by Hashem, you will. He makes this observation. Meshe Rabbeinu, he asked Hashem, Hareini noa eskvedecho. In Pashas Kisiso, he asked Hashem, show me your honor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all right. He says, I'm going to come by. You stay under the rock and I'm going to come by. And the Torah tells us, he said, V'ra'ises achorai uponai lo yiro'u. You will see my back, but you will not see my face. That was by Meshe Rabbeinu. Uponai lo yiro'u. You will not see my face. And now Dovid HaMelech is saying that ani b'tzedek ech seponecho. When I give tztoko, I can come and see your face. He says, what does it mean to see the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means to be devek, to cleave to the heart of Hashem. See, that's what when we say a face of a person, it means to cleave to the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many times you cleave to someone, you can hang on to someone's cloak, you hang on to his face, his talus, see, you grab him by the arm or by the leg. But to come and see someone's face, that means where you're being devek, you're cleaving to the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says to the amitas, to the central part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Meshe Rabbeinu wanted, and he wasn't zeicher. But through tztoko, a person was zeicher. See, he says, from here we see the enormous level that a person comes because he gives life to another, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quality, and then he identifies with the essence, with the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what David says, Ani betzedek achzeh ponecho. The truth stalker. He didn't say, I'll come close to you. Or, achurai, I'll see your back. Achzeh ponecho, I will see your face. So this is continue. This shows how far that level goes. And this is what the Gemara tells us. What it tells us, it's also in the Sugin in Bava Basra. We brought the Pasuk before. There's a Pasuk in Mishle, Chof Aleph, Chof Aleph. Reidiv Tztoka V'chesed, Yimotze Chaim Tztoka V'komet. A person who pursues Tztoka and Chesed, he will find life, Tztoka, charity, and honor. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? First of all, Reidiv is like we said, this is talking about someone who loves so much to give tzedakah, he doesn't wait for someone to come to him, but he's constantly looking for the need. But what does it mean that he will find life, tzedakah, and kovod? So the Gemara says, what does it mean he'll find tzedakah? Mamtzilei b'nei odom ugonim kedei lasis b'em tzedakah kedei lekabel alein schara kodesh baruch hu. A person who loves to give tzedakah, kodesh baruch hu will see that people who are really deserving of tzedakah, good people who are deserving of tzedakah, will come to his door. Many times people, you find that people give money and they give with a good heart and they give generously. And before you know it, the list of people that are coming to them is growing and growing. And then the person starts to worry. He says, I gave a few people very generously and now his reputation is going out and they're growing and growing. And after a couple of years, it's even a bigger list and bigger list. But then these people will tell you, many of them, they said that really I was worried because I didn't know if I'd be able to keep it up. But somehow during the years, the list has doubled and tripled and quadrupled and whatnot, but I'm still able to keep it up. What's happening? This defies economics. This is what the Gemara says. Someone who loves to give tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the opportunity to give tzedakah. And he'll send him more people that need. But not only just plain more people that need, people who are deserving. Because many times at tzedakah, you have to have a schus. You have to have a schus that your money should go to the right places. Many times we give, and who knows where it ends up. You read a lot of times in the paper, someone can give him 5 million rand and it can go for a couple of elephants in the zoo. See? And meanwhile, there could be better causes. Well, you got people that have given fortunes for paintings in museums. All right, the paintings in museums are very, very good. But sometimes there's a better cause, see, for the 25 million that he gave. That's what the Gemara says. Morris says it's not. This is such an enormous madrega. It's a schus to be able to give tzedakah. So someone who is looking for this mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the mitzvah, and that's why it says, "Reidiv tzedakah v'chesed yimotze tzedakah." He will send deserving people after him. So if a person is a giver and he's noticing that throughout the years his list is doubling and tripling, he should know, because he's zocher, he's meriting it. And he'll find, like he'll see, that he's able to do it. Now, then the Gemara says further, and they will give him children that will be Bale Chochma, that means Tamir Hachomim, Bale Aisha, wealthy children, and Bale Agoda. And those that Bale Agoda are those that can darshan well to the masses. So what is the explanation of that? And it learns each one out from a posuk. Bale Chochma, that comes from the word Chaim, because that's Torah. Bale Aisha, wealthy people, that comes from the word Stoker. And Bale Agoda, that comes from the word Kovod, because someone who can darshan to the masses, that's Kovod. See, he gains a reputation. Well, the Bale Chochma, those who are very wise, generally they can teach, but just chosen disciples, but not the masses. So what does this mean? So Maral says like this. He says, a person who gives tzedakah, his achievement is so great, it's not enough to repay him with a physical reward. To give him brocha, which the Torah says will give him, he'll have wealth, so he'll have You'll have a big home, and I'll have a couple of Mercedes and whatnot, or whatever it might be. But he says, that's not enough for the mitzvah stock of what he's doing. And even to give him, says, even to give him spiritual, even to give him spiritual reward, that's not enough for the mitzvah he's doing. Because the mitzvah he is doing is that he's giving life to others. Someone who gives life to others, you don't pay back by giving him a Mercedes. So what is the reward for giving life to others? He says the only proper reward of giving life for giving life to others is to give that person the opportunity to give more life to others. That's the reward. He says someone who can give life to others, then the real reward is to give that person the opportunity where he can continue to give life to others. Therefore, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him people who are in need, who are deserving. Secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him wealth in order that he can continue to give tzedakah, give life to others. And thirdly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him sons who are chachomim, because they will teach Torah to others. A son is an extension of the father. They will teach Torah to others, so they will be giving life to others because Torah is chayim. He will give him wealthy sons, because his sons will give tzedakah to others. So this way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him fruits where he'll continue to give to life to others, and he'll give them sons who are balei agoda. See, sons who can darshan to the masses, because the Talmid HaChomim can teach chosen disciples. The balei agoda can teach the masses. So they will give life to the masses. So he says that's what it means. Reidev tzedakah v'chesed. Someone who wants to give tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that he will be able to chaim tzedakah v'kovet through himself and through his children. Now from here we see what's the contrary to this, that people who are wealthy, but they say, look, this wealth is for me. All right, they'll give a little money away, but otherwise they say the wealth is for me. It's for me, and it's for my family and for my children. They're missing the whole point. They were given wealth in order to be given the opportunity to give life to others, and instead they take it for themselves. They were given wealth in order to be zeicher to the greatest levels in the world to come, and to save themselves from the dina shel gehenim, like the Gemara says. And instead they take all this wealth and they use it selfishly for themselves. They were given wealth to acquire life and world to come, and what do they do with it? They buy this world with it. See, this world. All types of luxuries or whatever it might be, this world. And they leave it waste away. Now there's a Gemara in Gittin says, Modern Gittin and of Zion. Says, brings a pasuk from Nochum in Aleph. Aleph. Yud Beis. Ko amar Hashem im shleimim v'chein rabim. The word shleimim here means if a person finds that he's very short. If he finds that he's very short of money, v'chein rabim, or he finds that he has an enormous amount of money, v'chein no goizu v'ovar. It says, let him shear it.
Over, and he will pass over, pass through.
Modern Gid says, what is this talking about? It says like this. If he finds, if he finds that he doesn't have enough money, Yasim and Stoker, he should give Stoker. When a person gives Stoker, that's like shearing. The wool, harvesting. He's harvesting and shearing his crops, the wool, and giving it away. And certainly when he has a lot of money, he should shear it and give it away. That's what it says, Nigaisu, Gaisis, he should shear it, the Ovar, and then he will pass through. What does it mean, pass through? He will pass through Gehenna. Dina shall Gehenna. He will pass by Gehenna. He won't have to go into Gehenna. That will save him from Gehenna. Moshe l'shtei rechilais says a parable like two lambs. So Evers b'mayim, there were two lambs, two sheep that was going across the river. The river was deep, so they started to swim across. Achas gezuza v'achas eina gezuza. One was sheared from its wool, and the other was not sheared from its wool. Gezuza ovro, u'sheina gezuza le'ovro. The one that was sheared from its wool, so it swam right across. The one that was not sheared from its wool, so the water soaked into the wool, made the sheep heavy, and the sheep sunk and drowned and never got across. The same thing. It says if a person will give from his belongings, that's like shearing the wool, then he'll go right across the river. He will be saved from the Dina Shel Gehenna. He who doesn't give, so then he's going to be very heavy and he won't be able to get across the river. So the Maral says something very profound. He says, when something is used properly, something is functioning properly in the man, then it's part of him. For example, your legs and your arms are functioning properly. This is kigufa. This is part of the person. The person doesn't say that, hey, I can't carry my legs around, I can't carry my arms around. His teeth are functioning properly, then this is all part of him. If you have something, though, that's not functioning properly, for example, heaven forbid, a person has an arm that's dead, or a person has a tooth that's dead, then that's not kigufa, that's no longer part of the person. And that becomes a taste for slay, that becomes something extra that shouldn't be there, and that becomes kimaswe, like a yoke that he's carrying around. The same thing. He says wealth can become a living part of the person, or to become, can become a great burden on the person. If it's used properly, if it's used to give life to others, then it becomes a living part of the person. It can't be a greater living part of the person, just like the person himself is alive. And he can use his wealth to give life to others, it becomes a living part of the person. If it's not used to give life to others, he uses it for his own greedy, selfish purposes, or he's stingy, then it's not part of him. It's not part of life. And it becomes a heavy burden on the person. Just a heavy burden. And it's like the two sheep. One was sheared, he got across the river. The other was not sheared, and it weighed him down, his wool weighed him down until he sunk. So this is the same thing, that when the person has this wealth, but he doesn't realize what it's for, then it works against him, and then it pulls him down. I would just like to conclude with a story from the Gemara. The Gemara brings, let me say, just two short stories from the Gemara. One was One is in Ksubas, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara brings a Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva, one of the sages of the Gemara, was a very wealthy man. Very wealthy man. And a very great Baal Stoker. Used to give a lot of Stoker. Havya Anya Bishivuse. He had a poor man in his neighborhood. Davarogo called Yuma Dishadi Le Arbezuze Bitsinura de Dasho. And every day, he would send them a package of money. Yom Echor Omar Ezel Ekse Man Kovibe. One day, he decided he'll go and see. No, excuse me. This is I'm reading the wrong case here. Every Erev Yom Kippur he used to send to this poor man 400 zuz. It was a very, very large amount of money. One day he sent it to him, one time Erev Yom Kippur, he sent it to him through his own son. He told his son to take it over there. When the son came back, he said to his father, you know, I wouldn't send him any more money, he doesn't need it. He says, why? I see that he's drinking the best wine. He was sitting down and having a suda. And he was drinking the best wine. Omar. So his father said, Mefanek Kuli Hai. I didn't know that he was such a Mefunik. A Mefunik is someone who is, what? Yeah, but no more than a Mefunik is someone, no, a Mefunik is someone who is used to a luxurious level of life. A Meunik. Rashi says, a Meunik is someone who is used to a luxurious level of life. There are some people who are very tough, and they can sleep on the ground, and they walk miles. And there were other people that were used to a very luxurious life. So he said, I didn't know he was used to say that he's used to such a luxurious life. I didn't know that he only drank dimple. I didn't know. So he said, Ayefinu v'shadrinu nilei. So what he did is he doubled the amount that he was usually sent to. This was one story of Mar Ukva. Ki konicha nafshe. When Mar Ukva was dying, he said, I see lichush benoi de tztoker. He says, bring me my books of tztoker. I want to see what I've given away. Eshkach daviksiv beishiva alf dinre. He saw that in his lifetime he had given away 7,000 dinarim, which is a massive amount of money. 7,000 dinarim. Omar, he said, I'm not happy. He says that is a small amount of bread for such a long journey. He says, here I'm going to die and I'm going on a long journey, and to go on this long journey I have to take a lot of bread with me. Person goes traveling, he makes sure to pack a lunch, see, to pack enough food. So kom bis bezele palgem amena. So he said, he told his sons or his attorneys, he said, give away half of my entire fortune to tztoker. Now, what he's saying is very interesting, because people, human nature will say, I'm not giving it away. Why don't you want to give it away? You want to take it with you, but you don't take it with you. When you don't give it away, then you're giving it away. Because when you keep it, when you leave without it. That's what the Mishnah always says, that kishin niftar odam min ha'elam, when a person leaves this world, they malavin lay kesev, lay zor, lay magolius, for lay avonim tevis. When he leaves this world, he doesn't take his gold, his silver, he doesn't take his stones with him, his diamonds, his jewelry, nothing. Ele torah maisim tevim ulvar. He takes his torah maisim tevim. So people always say, I don't want to part with my money. I don't want to part with it. Those are the ones who part with their money, because they leave empty-handed. Mar Ukva was telling us, I don't want to part with my money. I want to take my money with me. So therefore, Kom, he said, give half my fortune away to tztoker. And in that way, he took it with him. Because he says, I need bread for a long journey. This is what you take with you. The Gemara says, how could he give half away? What about his family? Says a person shouldn't give Yesem Echemish, a person shouldn't give more than 20% of his money to Tzedakah. What about his family? So the Gemara says, Hani Mini Machayim, while he's alive, a person shouldn't give away more than 20%, unless he's very, very wealthy. But actually, the Gemara says, to help others learn, to support Torah, you can, because that's a partnership. But, or there are exceptions, but generally, he shouldn't give away more than 20%. That's during his lifetime, because we want to make sure that he must have enough for himself. But before his death, he can give half of it away, the Gemara says, if he wants. That's one story. Second story. There's a lot of stories, but we don't have the time. But the second story is the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara brings... States, Tone Rabbonim, Maisa Bemunbis Amelech. There was a king by the name of Munbis. Shebiz Beis Eitzreisov, the Eitzreis Aveisov Bishne Betzures. There came a great famine to the land, and people needed what to eat. And there was no food. So he opened up the treasure houses, his own treasure houses, and the treasure houses of his ancestors. And he was Bizbeis. Bizbeis means he emptied them out to give the people to eat. So you can imagine what went on there. So his brothers and his whole father's house ganged up on him. And they said, it says, your fathers gathered together great wealth and they added to the wealth of their fathers. Where today the treasure houses of the king of this kingship is mighty. And now you're emptying out all of these treasure houses of your fathers and grandfathers. So he answered, my ancestors, they saved up wealth where it could be stolen. I'm saving up wealth where it can never be stolen. My ancestors saved up wealth that can only give, that do not give fruits, or very limited fruits. I am saving up wealth that will make fruits forever. My ancestors saved up treasure houses of monetary, of material wealth. Anigonasti Eitzris Nefoshes. I am saving up lives, like we said, because when you give Tzedakah, you are giving life, not money, but life. Aveisai Gonzulacherim. He says, my ancestors saved up for others, because after they gathered up all this wealth, what happened to it? They had to leave it over to others. They didn't take it with them. Ani gonasti le'atzpe. He says, I'm saving up for myself. By me giving it out to the needy, that is going to be mine. Shenem alechot yatztoko. Aveisai gonzulei lamazeh. My ancestors saved up wealth for this world. Ani gonasti le'lamabo. I am saving up wealth for the next world, as it states, holach lefanechot sitkecho, kfeid Hashem yospecho. That Tzedakah will go before you to the next world. This is what Munbas answered. This is all just contrary to laws of economics and to human nature. And this is the mitzvah of Tzedakah. These are a few of the unique points that we find by this wonderful mitzvah. that was given to Klal Yisrael. You see, it's a schus. It's a great schus to be able to fulfill this mitzvah. And which the Rambam writes is that we have to be more careful with this mitzvah than any other positive mitzvah in the Torah, because anyone can do the other mitzvahs. Anyone can put on a talis and anyone can blow a shofar. But only Zera Avraham, only the seed of Avraham can fulfill, is capable of fulfilling this mitzvah. We should all be zeicher to the schus of tzedakah and to the chayim and the asher and the kovet that comes with this mitzvah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.